Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Magic Radio. I'm your host. My name is Ron Eich, and today it is the last day of 2016. Can you believe how fast this year went by? I know, it's crazy. So we are approaching a new year, and I know that this is also a new show. It's been a few weeks since I've done a show, and I felt guided today to do a show for some reason. And it's been busy holiday season for me, and probably for many of you guys as well. You know, holidays always bring up a lot of emotions, and there's a lot of things going on and parties and whatnot. And my parents are actually staying with me, so I've been doing a lot of activities with my parents, and in fact we're having a little get together this evening, so that should be fun. And I hope that your holiday season was wonderful and exciting, and whatever you have done, I pray that you were just able to get some clarity and some peace and have some joyful moments in your life, because there's been some shaky things happening in the end of 2016, you know, and people have been, famous celebrities have been passing away, and maybe that's made you afraid of what's going to happen for 2017. And, you know, like really, it really comes down to what is it that you desire? What is it that you're going to focus on? If you're focused on fear, then fear will manifest. If you're focused on health, then health will manifest. It's really about your intention. It's always the case, not just for now, but it's like every moment of every day of our existence. It's really just, what is it that you're intending for yourself, and what is it that you're focusing on? So, you know, before I did the show, I just kind of asked the universe, asked my angels and guides for some messages to share with us all. And some of them are specific to next year, but some of them are just what we need to hear at the moment. And the biggest message that I received to share with you guys is about going with the flow, really. And also, in addition to that, it's letting go, letting go. And that comes up a lot, but really in the coming year, as we approach 2017, it's going to be really important to just go with the flow and let go of anything that does not serve you. And that's been going on for a while, hasn't it? I mean, you probably find that in your life, but it's going to be especially strong in 2017. The energies are going to be really, really about walking our truth, walking our path, and saying goodbye to the old and welcoming in the new. And the new year is the perfect time to do that. It's why a lot of people celebrate the new year as, you know, symbolic of another year gone, another year coming in, like out with the old and with the new. That's a symbolic way to do that. So it's a good time to really write down your manifestations, write down your intentions. But as you go forth with the year, just keep in the back of your mind that there's going to be things that you're going to be guided to let go of. And it's okay for them to fall to the wayside if it doesn't serve you, because something better will come along. It's just, it's the way, it's the law of the universe, you know, out with the old and with the new. It's kind of like, I always like to use the analogy of a bucket of water that's kind of been sitting out for, say, a few months, you know, and it's starting to fill up with all these gross leaves, and it's got dirt in it because it's just kind of been sitting there. And you pour out some of that old dirty water, and then you can fill it up with some new clean water. It's a good analogy. But it's the same kind of thing. It's like once you let go of the old, the new can easily come in, but you have to say yes to what you want, and you have to say no to what you don't. And if you find that you're repeating the same patterns or the same kinds of things are continuing to come into your life, think about what it is that you are putting your energy into and what it is that you're afraid of. That's when you really want to work with Archangel Michael, who will come and give you the strength, and who has a sort of light that can cut cords of fear that keep us trapped or keep us stuck in old patterns. So you're going to find that in your personal life, you're going to be guided to let go of some things, but also collectively as a race of beings, you know, as humanity. And in America especially, there's a lot of things coming to the surface. There's going to be a lot of whistleblowers. You're going to find that more things are going to be coming to the surface, things that we didn't really know about, or maybe we did, but now they're really going to be public, and you're going to find that there's a lot of just truth telling, truth things coming to the surface. And you're also going to be finding that you're going to feel guided to speak out on certain issues. There's going to be a lot of things in 2017. So if you feel guided to speak out on an issue that's near or dear to your heart, then definitely do that. But my advice would be to do that as you feel guided. As you feel guided. Don't feel like you need to be, you know, like the ultimate savior and speak out on every single thing that's unjust, because you'll just go crazy. Because once you start finding one unjust thing, then you find another and another and another, and it becomes this, like, never-ending spiral of depressing and sad news. Just, you'll know that it's right when you feel like it. Just, you'll just feel it intuitively, like, yes, I need to say something about this. And when you do, you know, do it with kindness, do it with love, you know, but speak out against the things that you're passionate about. That's important. Be a role model as well. You know, be a role model for peace, because there's people who protest, but they don't necessarily protest peacefully. There's violent protests sometimes, and we don't want to go down that path where we start, you know, little mini battles or civil wars and such. So we want to be role models for peaceful gatherings, peaceful celebrations, and peaceful speaking out against things, okay? So be the light, be the role model that you are. Another thing I want to share with you is I was guided to share, ask for what you want. And we know that, right? But how many of us actually do? And it's not just asking for what we want. It's being specific about it. You know, oh, I want a new job. Okay, well, yeah, that's pretty vague. Okay, here you go, work at McDonald's, you know. I mean, if you want to have a job that is, you know, outdoors, for example, and you want to be surrounded by loving people and you want to have this particular amount of income, you know, the more details and the more specific you can make it, the more that's going to come to you. It's a law of attraction. So give it, you know, but then you let it go. You know, you put out your intention, you put out your manifestation, specific, you want as much as you want, and then you try as much as possible not to worry about that, and you just let it come naturally to you. So that's something that I was guided to share with you. Also, be brave, you know, be brave this year. And remember to have fun at times. You know, when things get rough, or just when we get caught up in day-to-day existence, we forget to have fun. Have some fun. Do something fun, like, every day for yourself, or each week if that's the only time you have. Just find time to play, to just kind of, you know, go out and do something fun for yourself. Whatever that is, just find that time for you, okay? So those are just a couple of messages. You know, like, I do have some Oracle card decks lined up. One of my favorite Oracle decks to work with right now, it's a sacred geometry deck. And it's from Francine Hart. Francine Hart is a visionary artist who, she draws these beautiful paintings and artwork that incorporate sacred geometry into them. And this particular deck is really about transformation and going down the path of transformation, which is what a lot of us are going through right now at this moment. So sometimes I shuffle and I draw, but this time it was really weird. I kind of felt guided to just put the cards out in front of me in like a line and just draw one at random, which I don't typically do, but there's many ways to use tarot. And this is a card that I chose. It's a beautiful card. It's called the Heart Woman. And it's got these shades of orange and yellow, and she's holding three lotus flowers in her arms. And they're actually stacked. One is in her hands, one is like sort of at her belly button level, and the other one's at her heart. So they're like this stack of lotus flowers. And lotus flowers, as you probably know, or maybe you don't, but they're associated with spirituality and opening our spirituality and transcending and opening up that enlightenment of ourself. So this card is speaking about bursting forth the light within yourself, okay? The lilies that she's holding are our potential to raise our vibration. And it's a very feministic, feminine type of energy, which is, that's what's been happening to our collective in, you know, the past 5 to 10 years, if we've been returning to that more feminine energy and, you know, the masculine vibration that we have. We all have the masculine and feminine within us, but what I mean is the masculine masculine energy collectively in terms of where we go as a society, you know, the masculine forward-going energy, you know, and war and those kinds of driven things, versus the feminine, which is like going within and being receptive and gentle, and that, you know, both, all of those things are within all of us, but we've been returning to more of that feminine state. And that's what this card is about again. And if it's also asking you how you might embrace your potential and live from your heart is the center, okay? And coming from your heart and your truth, when you meet somebody and you want to know, like, what kind of person they are, do you listen to what your heart is telling you about that person? If you feel like you want to make a decision in your life, do you trust what your heart is telling you? You know, it's that inner knowing. And also not being afraid, releasing the feelings that are holding you back, any kind of inadequacy or fear, because you're connected to God. You're connected, which means you're perfect and you're whole right now in this moment. There is no other moment but right now. Right now you are healed. Right now you are love. Right now you are perfect and whole and complete, and everything that you need is given to you in this moment. That's true for everyone, you know. So we have to open up to that and let your gifts shine and give other people permission to do the same as well. Give them permission to be who they are and allow your light to support others who might not be on the same vibration as you. Allow yourself to illuminate the shadow and be the light in the darkness. Stand in your inner knowing and trust from the heart center. And that's a really beautiful card. So I wanted to share that with you as well. You know, and I also felt guided to just quickly get a card from a deck of cards by Doreen Virtue called The Magical Unicorns. And the one that came out for us too today is about letting go of stress. And I love this card because if you look at the picture, it's like a big celebration. It's like, you know, there's like a big party going on. And that's what's happening for a lot of people today. We celebrate the new year. We let go of stress. But there's a woman on a unicorn. She's riding the unicorn like a horse, like she's riding into something new. You know, there might be a lot of uncertainty about what's ahead for you in the next year and days, but let go of that stress and just go for it. Go for your dreams. Keep following the insights you've been being given. And also, don't take on other people's stress. You don't need to. It's not your stuff to take on. You know, if you find that you're extra sensitive, it might be time to go outside and do some grounding and some releasing and kind of let the earth energy take it all back, you know, like ground it back down. So let go of stress and know that you are guided by angels and guides and ancestors and ascended masters. There's so much help and love around us, even though we don't always feel it, even though we might not always know that it's there. It is definitely there. There might be times where sometimes you just really are connected and you really just get that guidance, and there might be times where you feel disconnected from that. That's all part of your transformation, of you going within and trusting yourself. Your guides and angels have never left you. They never will leave you. But, you know, sometimes it seems like they have. Sometimes it feels like we're abandoned, you know. But in our times when we are really needing assistance, you know, I'm sure you can agree that you receive help somehow in mysterious, miraculous ways. You're more helped and more loved than you could possibly know. And by being the love and light that you are, you set the example for everyone else. And it's also, I think, important to remind people that they do have assistance and that they do have support. And if you feel guided to be that support for somebody, then definitely follow your intuition. But don't feel like, again, like you have to take on everyone else's stuff, you know, because that can be daunting. And you go with what you feel guided to do and trust that the energy that's coming through you is coming from the divine. Because a lot of times, and I learned this as a massage therapist, you know, like I would do all this healing work and everything, and you start to get drained because it's coming from you. But if you realize that you come from an unlimited source and you let the source energy come through you, then the source is what's doing the healing through you, and it's a double whammy. It's you're getting the healing through the source, and then it's coming through you into someone else. So instead of draining you, it's actually filling you up and then also filling up someone else. So that's an important lesson that I had to learn, but that's something that you can do as well if you already are a healer, or if you feel guided to do some type of healing, you know, giving people advice or whatever it is that you feel guided to do. That's just something that might help you so you don't always feel burned out or like you're taking on everyone else's stuff. So something to think about. So, you know, I am going to be taking some calls here in just a moment. And if you're new to the show, I am an angel intuitive, so I do work with the angelic realm. I work with oracle cards a lot. Like, oracle cards are just sort of like a way to tap into my intuition. I am a Reiki practitioner and sort of this kind of jack of all trades. I do a lot of different things. I mean, you can find out a little bit more if you go to my website, ascensionmagic.com, and also my Facebook page, facebook.com/ascensionmagic. But I do these shows usually on Saturdays, and I just do it out of the kindness of my heart just to share my gifts and to help and bring blessings into the world. And I thank you all for joining me today. When I get to the calls, you know, I don't have a call screener, so all I see is a big number on my screen. So I'm going to say your area code, and then you'll know that it's you. And all I ask is that you please tell me your name and where you're calling from and what kind of question you have, or, you know, what you might need help with today, and we'll go from there. And I trust that whatever comes through is exactly what you'll need. And it's also my intention that if I don't get to your call for some reason, because I can't get to everyone, that there's a message for all of us, and also for people who might be listening in the future who aren't listening live right now, that there's always a message. So that's my intention, and so be it. Okay, so really quickly, this is kind of strange, but I'm going to get to your calls here in just a second, but the angels are wanting me to draw this card for some reason from this deck of cards about fairies. So I don't know what this is for or who this is for, but I was like, okay, I need to go with what intuition is telling me. And okay, so this card's kind of jumping out. So there's a message for somebody about being honest with yourself. And if you could look at the card, it's like a fairy that's like staring at a dragonfly. And it's interesting because it looks like she's sort of isolated and alone. It's like I was saying before, sometimes we feel like we're isolated and alone, but we're not. You know, we're surrounded by beings of light, and this dragonfly is really tiny, which says, you know, sometimes the guidance, we might not notice it, but it's definitely there. You know, but on a deeper level, right, when we think of be honest with ourselves, it's asking you to think about the feelings that you might be hiding from yourself that you're not really wanting to face. Maybe you feel stuck or depressed. You know, these could be symptoms that are arising when we're not honest with ourselves, okay? So, you know, it's not asking for you to make any radical changes, but it's really just, or have confrontations with anyone else, really. It's just wanting you to admit your feelings to yourself. Okay, so again, one way to do that is to go outside, have a conversation with God, with the angels, with the trees, with the fairies, with the flowers, you know, and just get in touch with the deepest part of yourself and know that it's safe to do that and trust what you feel and know that you're being guided, because that might be the answer to your prayer. And, you know, do you ever find, this is just like a little side conversation, do you ever find that, I don't know if you're like me, but you go into like a bookstore or a library or something and you just like find like the perfect book you're looking for, like it just pops you in the face? That happens to me all the time. And it's interesting because I'm walking into the bookstore the other day and I saw this book, and you might have heard of this book. It's called Wherever You Go, There You Are. And it's kind of, it's not like really old, but it's maybe like 15 or 20 years old. And it's this great book about like meditating and going within and mindfulness. And it's got all these little quotes from all these famous, you know, famous people like Buddha and Gandhi and such. And it's got all these different ways, practical ways, on how to just go within ourselves and saying that the answers are within. So I highly recommend this book if you have not read it. Again, it's called Wherever You Go, There You Are by Jon Kabat-Zinn. And it's just, I just love it. And it's like $5 right now at Barnes & Noble. So check it out. And if you have read that book, let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. Or if you have something to share about how to meditate, definitely. I love sharing with you all and hearing your thoughts because we all learn from each other. So, yay. Okay, so let's get to the phone lines. And again, I'm going to take your calls by saying your area code, and then you will know you are on the air. So let's go see who should go first. I'm going to go to, let's go to my neck of the woods. Let's go to 415 and get you on the line. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi, thank you. I have a little cold, but I'm good.
Okay.
My voice is good to hear.
Crazy.
Yeah.
You sound familiar. What's your name again?
Yes, my name is Catherine. I called a couple of months ago.
Catherine. Yeah, I remember talking to you before, of course. Yeah. Okay. How are you doing?
Well, just 2 days ago I got this cold, so hopefully I'm getting rid of anything I need to get rid of for 2016.
Yeah.
I'll think of it as a cleansing.
How can I help you today?
Just a general reading would be great. Anything
okay.
about
absolutely. Yeah.
Excited.
Absolutely.
It's
interesting. I really do. I'm looking for this particular deck of cards that I usually have over here. I have this deck of cards working with Archangel Raphael because Archangel Raphael like immediately popped in, which is
healer.
Healing.
That'd be great.
And you know, obviously, there's healing going on, you know, with you, but it could be healing that you're doing as well. I'm gonna just grab these cards here without opening.
Great.
There we go. Okay. Way on the other end of my room. Okay. So Archangel Raphael, yeah, and for the listeners who don't work with Raphael, Raphael has like a green aura, green color, and Raphael is the archangel that you can call upon for healing issues, or if you are a healer, working with you to help you to heal. So I'm hearing in my mind the word manifestation. This is even before I work with the cards. I'm hearing manifestation, manifest, manifest, manifest. And I feel like that's something, like for you, it's sort of like hit or miss. It's like high or dry. It's like, you know, you're really like, you're on a roll and it's like everything's going great. And it's like, and then sometimes it's like a car spitting out, like, you know, like sometimes it's like the engine's running and it's like, we're going 100 miles an hour. And then we're sputting down the highway like at 5 miles an hour. It's like that's kind of what I get with you. And I feel like that's part of that has to do with, you know, maybe like the way you were brought up and also, you know, like habits that you've learned from other people. There's also something that I'm hearing something about lifestyle, and that could be, you know, like learning how to really just get in touch with yourself and manage things, you know, manage finances, manage your thoughts, manage your health. Like, it's all about, like, managing your lifestyle. That's kind of what they're telling me. Manifestation, again, be specific about what you're wanting. Be very, very, very specific. And, you know, put it out there. But you really have to say no to the things you don't want. And I think that's what gets us in trouble is that, you know, if we get specific and we kind of sometimes you know, we want something, but then we are letting everything else as well come into our life. We're saying yes to all these different things, and it gets us in trouble because, well, we lost track with what we really wanted because we kind of went all in with all these different directions to go into. So for you, I feel like it's just getting very specific and saying no to the things that you don't want, and embracing that. I don't see for you, like, in the next year, like, any challenges. I see, like, a very good year. I feel like you're actually, like, somewhat of a role model for a lot of people. Like, you're somewhat of a role model. And because your experiences that you've gone through and that you continue to go through have shaped who you are and allow you to teach other people not to make those same mistakes, teach other people not to go down that road, teach other people, you know. So that's kind of what they're sharing with me. So I'm going to use these cards here. I'm going to see what does Archangel Raphael want Catherine to know right now, and as we'll see what card comes up for you. And let's see. Okay. Yeah, again, I'm hearing in my mind, say no to what you don't want. So as I'm shuffling, they're telling me that.
I did this month of December, I really did say no, because I usually just work. I work in events, so I could work every day in December for the holiday events. But I said no to, like, and I went on, I did things with family and friends that I didn't never have done. And so I did a lot. I did say no to work, which is kind of scary to choose being, you know, doing the normal holiday things instead of working.
Yeah.
So that was a big change.
Got it. That's, well, good for you for following your intuition. And that's really interesting because the Raphael message for you is about listening to your intuition.
Mm-hmm.
So these guidance, these feelings you're feeling about saying no or doing whatever you feel guided to do, you know, continue to listen to those feelings. Continue to trust that the decisions that you've made have been because you felt guided to do that, and don't beat yourself up or think you've made a wrong decision,
right,
because you've trusted yourself, you know, and
okay,
you can ask your intuition to be louder so that you can be hear it clearer by asking Raphael to open up the intuition, to open up that sense of knowing, you know, and that's something that's a message for you from Raphael. There's a couple other cards that are here with this. So the next one that comes up, and it's about using your natural healing abilities. But there's another card too, which is really interesting too. It's about changing physicians. So when that card comes up, you know, it could mean, you know, going to get a second opinion from a doctor, but it could also just mean making a change in your health regimen, whatever that is, making some type of change in that, whether that's going to a different type of therapist, someone who's different, like more in line with metaphysical things. It could just mean making a change within your own lifestyle, because that's what I heard before was lifestyle, making a change within your lifestyle.
Right.
But I feel for you, like, this coming year is you're really gaining a lot of momentum. Like, you're just, like, you're ready to just move forward with, like, a new direction. And I feel like you got it together. It feels like it's a much different year for you. It feels, like, very positive.
Right.
It feels putting the pedal down on the car, so to speak, and just taking off and going wherever it is that you're wanting to go. And I feel you in, like, a really different place. Like, you're more aware than you've ever been before. So really just think about, like, what this change of physician card could mean for you.
Mm.
Trust your own intuition, what that means. But it goes along with the natural healing ability. So, maybe you are a healer or you're looking to do something in that area. But just think about making some changes in that general lifestyle area, whatever you feel guided to do. And they want me to draw one more card. So the last card comes up, says, to call upon Raphael for help. Well, that's obvious, right? But it's reminding you, it's saying, hey, all these issues with your health, like the first thing you said when you called in, you said, oh, I got this cold and, you know, I hope it goes away. Well, how about asking for Raphael to help you? Say, hey, Archangel Raphael, please bring me some healing here to my throat and my chest so I can release this and just let go. And Raphael will do that. I feel like you've worked with Raphael, you know, more in the past than you have now. Like, maybe you weren't really aware that it was Raphael you were working with. But he's wanting you to really work with him again and to just bring forth that healing energy in you and other people. And just, like, so that's the message that Raphael is coming. You also might want to work with Jesus too. Jesus is, like, the master healer and the master of a lot of different enlightenment and such. And you don't have to be Christian to work with Jesus. You know, Jesus is a spirit, a soul, just like we are. And you know, typically the Christian faith is associated with him, but you don't have to be Christian to work with Jesus. So I think those are kind of my messages for you today, Catherine.
Great.
But remember
what
I said about manifestation, lifestyle, saying no to what you don't want. And just 2017 feels like a pretty good year from what I can tell. You know, just remember to work with Raphael as healing issues come up, and I think you'll have a better year.
All right. Thank you very much. Thanks for having
the
show.
You're very welcome. You're welcome. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Have a good day. All right. So let's go to the next call. You're calling from, let's see, where should I go, Angel? Let's go to 678. I'm going to get you on the line here. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can. Hi, this is Regina.
Hi, Regina.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing well.
Awesome. How can I help you today?
I would like to get a general for the 2017 as well.
Okay. For you, I feel guided to work with the Angel Tarot. Actually, let's see. Yeah, here it goes. Also, the Archangel Power Tarot, too, which is going to give you some strength and some confidence here. So let me see if I can grab those cards. I don't know if I can reach it. Oh. If you could see, I swear I have decks of cards like all over this. It's hilarious.
You'd, wow.
Like, oh, that one's over here. This one's over there. I got a light reach. There it is. Okay. So I never know which one I'm going to use until I talk to the person. I'm like, oh, that's the one. So, let's work with the Archangel Power Tarot because I really like this deck of cards. And this deck of cards is really just gets us in touch with the archangels a little bit more, but it also gives us messages of motivation, courage, empowerment to, like, move forward with our life and just kind of take those next steps, okay? So, I do kind of feel like for you as well as for Catherine and for some of the other callers too, it feels like a new direction. It feels like a lot of new good, like, new things coming. Like, it's kind of what I'm feeling, like, just kind of my intuitive sense. And I'm going to ask the angels, okay, so I feel Archangel Michael really wants to work with you. And Archangel Michael, and I know Archangel Michael's there because I see this cobalt blue energy. And Archangel Michael is about giving us strength, giving us courage to face our fears and to say, again, to say no to what we don't want and to really step into the callings that we feel in our heart, like what we really want to do with our life. And I think that working with Michael regularly will help you. He wants you to work with him to cut the cords of your past, the things you're attached to, the things that might be preventing you perhaps from really doing what you really want. And he was wanting you to clear your space a little bit, I don't mean like your house. I mean like your physical body, like clear your body of any kind of attachments, any kind of things that might be blocking you. And just be real clear about what it is that you're wanting to do and why you're here. Now, it's interesting, too. I also saw the Mother Mary step in right now. And the Mother Mary comes in sometimes when someone is a teacher or works with young ones. That's oftentimes when I see the Mother Mary come in because she's typically associated with that. But it's really about compassion. And I feel like it's connected, too, with a grandmother figure in your life, like a grandmother figure that was kind of more spiritual or more religious and is guiding over you and like watching you through your life. This is someone that you were close to when you were young, like really young, and someone that's still kind of with you. Like it almost feels like an aunt, maybe. It's hard to say, but it seemed like a grandmother, but it almost was felt like grandmother figure, but someone in your family, someone that's you were really close with at a young age, and someone you know that's watching you, someone that's really influenced you, and I feel like this person is really coming through to guide you, and they've always been guiding you. Okay, so that's the first thing.
That sounds like my grandmother. Yes, on my mother's.
That's your grandmother?
Right.
Got it. Yes. That makes sense. Okay, perfect. They're telling me to tell you to have no regrets. They're telling me to tell you to look forward and not back. You know, the only mm-hmm. moment is this moment right now. And sometimes we look back at where we've been and how, oh, I could have made this decision and I could have made that decision. And we look in mm-hmm. the future like, well, okay, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. But then we lose sight of what's happening right now in this moment. You know,
right.
We're mm-hmm. here in this moment. It's definitely affected by the past and it certainly can affect the future for sure. But we're only in this moment. And this is the gift of the present. And, you know, that's, again, they're telling me the manifestation. It comes from this present moment. Don't have any regrets. Don't worry about where you've been, what's where you've gone through, any of that stuff. Just focus on the present and then where you want to go in this present moment. Where's that going to take you? Okay? So now I'm going to shuffle some cards and see what messages we have for you for Regina today. What would you like Regina to know? Okay, that one comes up. Let's see how many cards. Oh, this one too. Okay. All right, three cards is good. And this one comes up first for you. I love this. Okay, so this is the Knight of Ariel. And Archangel Ariel is about manifesting material things, so like money and finances, you know, anything like that. But the card's really about, there's a couple things this card's about. It's mm-hmm. about if you want to manifest something in your life, be very specific about it. It's like I was saying at the beginning of the show, make a detailed plan about what it is that you want. Because in the background, there's like a garden. Actually, it's more like, not a garden. It's like like a crop. There's like a crop of like corn or something. Like, so it's like planting the seeds. You know what I mean? Like, so you're planting the seeds, which is going to allow it to bloom and develop in the future, but being very specific mm-hmm. about it. And it's mm-hmm. also, again, associated with a guardian angel, too, who, again, that's that grandmother figure watching over for you. But I feel like, again, I'm getting the sense of the end of something and the beginning of something new. That's really what I feel. That's kind of, you're wanting mm-hmm. to go in this, like, new direction, new opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's mm-hmm. kind of what I'm really getting. So let's see what the other cards have to say. Okay, so the other card is, again, an Ariel card. So that means, that tells me that Ariel is really working with you, and an angel that if you're not consciously connecting with, that you would probably want to connect with Ariel, like
okay.
the Little Mermaid, Ariel, A-R-I-E-L,
mm-hmm.
right? And
okay.
just ask Ariel to be with you to help you manifest, help you manifest. Now, this card, the one that comes up, though, this is the Page, and this is saying an excellent opportunity is going to come your way. It could be some type of educational pursuit, because there's lots and lots of books around in here, like some type of educational thing, but it also could mean you getting knowledge about where you want to go, like going to the library maybe and soaking up things from different books or reading different books about different things. So it's
okay.
it's manifesting, but it's manifesting, this is more like a mental card. So, you know, like getting
okay.
information from books, reading, or also some type of education, like going to school, getting education, and going in that direction. Now, the last card that comes up out of these three, it's Archangel Raziel. I love Archangel Raziel because Raziel
okay.
is like the wizard angel, who it's like the magical wizard of the archangels. And this card is Epiphany, the number 9. And it says, this is joy through spiritual growth, answers that are coming to you through meditation. I feel like, in a sense, when I look at this card, it's speaking to you. When this card comes up, it's usually for someone who's got, like, spiritual teaching within them. And maybe you've had this in moments, but you aren't always aware of it. I feel like you're becoming more aware of the spiritual teachings that you do. It doesn't necessarily have to be, like, you know, you sit and have a workshop with 100 people. Or, you
right.
know, or you do a little mini thing. It could just be simple, like, you know, you help out your coworker and you share your experiences
mm-hmm.
with them. And that's spiritual teaching. You know, it doesn't need to be a huge thing, but there's spiritual teaching within you that maybe you're just starting to become aware of. And it's you also are becoming aware of all the things that you're connected to, like your roots, like your ancestors, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, like all the spiritual gifts that you have, your connection to the universe, your connection to all these different things. And it's frustrating sometimes because people around you or people who know you, they are not on that same vibration as you. So it's kind of like
right.
you feel like you're isolated sometimes, like you're alone, like they don't see things. But that's okay because you know, I think you know deep down that you're here in a sense to sort of awaken other people by being who you are.
Right.
Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, there's a few other cards. There's another card that comes up
okay.
about solutions. So solutions come through compromise, forgiving yourself, and having patience with the process, having patience. So I feel like sometimes you get frustrated because things happen slower than you want. It's like, oh, come on, hurry up already.
Yeah.
I'm wanting this to come, you know.
But
it happens slower than you want it to be, but
right.
that's okay because things happen when they're supposed to happen in divine timing. I'm sure you've heard that before.
Oh, yeah.
So it's all about, yeah.
yeah,
divine timing. But I feel in general, you know, there's going to be a lot of opportunities coming your way in 2017. Just be open and be aware to them and work with Ariel to help you manifest. Be very specific about what it is that you want. Let go of the regrets, you know, like we were saying, let go of the regrets and
right.
Just, you know, and just make sure that you take time for yourself too. You know, don't
mm-hmm.
feel like you have to burn yourself out by working so hard all the time or just putting so much emphasis on that. Do
right.
some good things for yourself too. Have some time to play. And I think that that balance will really help you in the coming year, and it'll just help it'll help you get clarity on it, so that you're not so overwhelmed with worrying about how it's going to happen or how is this going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, kind of let it go a little bit, have some fun, do some other things, and I think you'll have a better time with that. So those are my messages for you today.
Yes, I mean, it makes total sense, because this whole year and even mm-hmm. some of last year, mm-hmm. I would say 18, 19 months had been really, it really been an introspective year for me, because like you said, things have just been slower than I would like for it to be, like finding a job, you know, having my money, you know, in the right place, relationship is non-existent. You know, just, you know, want to go on trips, want to do things, and I can't do mm-hmm. it if I don't have certain things. And it's like, trust me, I've been through, it seemed like I've been through sadness, depression, confusion, and everything. And so when I started to let go and just let God and just embrace the spiritual depression that I'm in and just let it be, because once I did that, it's like I got two opportunities to that came to me for a job that could be coming really quick for me. I'm like, okay, so 2017 looks like it's going to be much better. I'm finally going to find a job. You know, it just.
But see, as you're speaking, you are definitely displaying what I've mentioned about the spiritual teacher. See, you just showed that, because you're sharing your wisdom with other people, and there's people listening who are going to get something out of what you just said. So you just displayed exactly what I was saying about that spiritual teaching. You understand the big picture. You're learning, you're taking what you have and you're learning and you're going with it. And yeah, just keep on doing that, you know, and remember to work with Ariel. And in terms of finances, you know, and money, you know, start seeing yourself as already abundant. See yourself mm-hmm. already full of it. Don't, instead of saying, well, I don't have this and I don't have that and I can't do this, say, you know what, I can do this and I can have that and I do have this, and all these positive thoughts, you know, that are really going to bring that forward. And Ariel can help you with that. That's why Ariel kept came through a lot today for you.
Exactly. And I think it's always a reason for whatever we go through. And I had to sit still. It was a reason. Mm-hmm. for everything to happen. Two, like you said, that spiritual teacher, I could help someone, you know, to shed some light to them and maybe like, wow, she really went through it and see how she overcome it. And that can help another person, you know, just from what I have. And I tend to do that, and consciously I don't be aware of it, but like my mom mm-hmm. said, she's such a counselor or therapist or you know, a teacher, I'm like, oh, okay, well, it's just natural for me.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what it
absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
You keep moving forward in the coming year, and, you know, like I said, work with Ariel, and I think things will be, you'll have a much better time in 2017 for sure.
Yes, I believe so. I truly believe so. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome. Like, Happy New Year.
All right, dear. And Happy New Year to you, too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, let's see where we're going to go next. Oh, look at all these people calling in. So awesome. Let's see, where are we going to go? Angels, where should we go? Let's go to 913. Okay, going to get you on the line, see if I can get this working here. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, hi. Thanks so much for taking my call. Hello.
Of course. What's your name?
How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Just enjoying this Saturday and taking calls and sharing energy with you guys. All I see on my screen is a number, so I would like to, instead of calling you 913, I would like to, I'm sure you have a name.
Yes, my name is Andy. Thanks for taking my call.
Andy, like A-N-D-Y?
A-N-D-I, yes, like
A-N-D-I,
A-N-D-I.
Okay.
Like a girl. Yes.
Oh, okay, cool, got it, cute. Got it. And where are you calling from, Andy? What part of the country?
I'm calling from Kansas.
Kansas. Okay, got it. Perfect. And how can I help you today?
I too am interested in just an outlook, just brief outlook for 2017.
Sure. Absolutely. Is it general reading? Absolutely. Perfect. Okay. So like the last caller, I'm going to actually work with the Power Tarot. I really like these cards. And, you know, when I first started working with Archangels, they really helped me to connect with their energy a little bit, to know what they're all about. And I think that this is helpful, not just for you, but for someone else that's listening. Because it's my intention that I don't just reach the person I'm speaking with, but someone else that might be listening as well. So this will hopefully help not just you and some other people as well. So let's see. Okay, so I'm going to connect here and see. So we're thinking about 2017 coming up. Okay, so what's interesting, Andy, is that I feel some sadness going on right now. So there's some kind of sadness like going on around from some, whether it's from you or someone else around you, but there's like, I don't know, it just feels like a heaviness to me, like a sense of a sadness. And it's like, you know that you're trying to really let go. You're trying to let go, and like the last caller, let go, let God. But it's like sometimes it's like you maybe don't understand the way things are, why things are happening in a particular way, or why things are unfolding in the way that they are. And so let's get some insights here. Let's see for Andy what we can do. Sorry, give me a second here. Okay, so this card comes right away. So it's interesting. Ariel really wants to come forth today, and Ariel is coming through again in this card. But for you, this is the Ace of Ariel, and it is really like about change. So it is like, it says, this is what I'll really read you what it says. It's your lucky day, !! New resources of money, time, support, a change in a job, a change in a promotion. And I'm really drawn to the gold coin. She's like sitting on a mound of, there's like gold coins sitting next to her. And it's just very lush and green around, like, you know, new opportunities, you know, like just embracing all the new. It's about letting go of lack, really, and just trusting that we have enough, and that there's all the things you're asking for will be made manifest as long as you continue to focus on those blessings. So it's saying that there's a change coming in terms of finances or anything to do with that, whether it's through career or anything along those lines. And just, but I also I'm hearing in my mind to let go of lack, you know, like, and there's lots of ways to do that, you know, just focusing on the little things every day that we take for granted. Like, every day we wake up and we just say, wow, I'm so grateful to be alive, just to be able to see and to be able to smell, and just, like, you know, little things, like the gratitude, and that attracts more of that into our lives. And so that's the big thing that's coming up for you, is that there's a change, like a lot of abundance, but looking at it from a perspective of gratitude is all about, that's kind of what I feel. That's the first message that comes through. Okay?
Okay, great.
The next card, it's Ariel. So Ariel is really like coming through for all of us today, and this is the Two of Ariel. But this card is about just balancing, because if you could see the picture, it shows a man that's like doing a handstand, and he's like on a cliff, so it's like he might fall off if he goes any further off the cliff because he's balancing too many things. So it's about having balance and just really being grateful for all that you've gone through in the years previous to this, and remembering where you came from. I feel like it's remembering where you came from. But some type of balance work, and it's important for you in your work, I feel, and specifically in your job, to have balance between work and play, you know, between fun and things that might stress you out. So, and making work fun for yourself, like finding ways to have fun at work so that it's not such a, for sometimes it can be like a dread, like, oh, a lot of people be like, oh, work, you know, like find ways to make it fun, whatever that could be, cheering up your space, you know, having a coworker that you can do something fun with. Let's see, what else do I feel here? Give me a second here. That's kind of the main thing I was getting out of that. Let me keep going with what other is coming up. There's another card that comes up with this, is This one is Archangel Michael, and Archangel Michael, you may or may not know, it's like that's the angel that gives us confidence and courage to move forward. When I look at the image on the picture, it seems very, it's kind of gloomy looking to me, but that's not really what the card's about. It's saying that that gloominess, it's like we can clear that out like a storm passing. And again, the message on there is about a new opportunity, a new challenge, and that you have what it takes to succeed. So it seems like the overall message I'm getting out of these cards, it's like change coming your way and that new things coming your way, but you have what it takes to succeed, but maybe sometimes you have to get in that space of balancing out work and play and the negative aspect, the negative things that we think about ourselves, you know, because we all do it. We all fall trapped to our ego that sabotages us, you know, and that's why Archangel Michael came in, because when you find yourself sabotaging yourself, whether it's habitual thinking or just negative thing, whatever, however that we all do it, that's when you can ask Archangel Michael to come in and to help clarify you and to help you stay focused on positive thoughts and positive thinking and gain a different perspective to help you succeed and move forward with that. Okay, now let me see, is there anything else that we need to do? I want to actually go with a different deck of cards here. I'm going to get a message from the unicorns for you, because the unicorns are about, like, creativity and getting the sense of, I don't know, I just feel like I need to work with this deck. So I'm going to just draw a card here, and we'll see what comes up and go from there.
Okay.
So think about Andy, 2017. Oh, that's the one. Okay. Again, yeah, so you can't make this up. So this says thankful, which is like that gratitude I was talking about. So that's kind of all I was feeling like the first time I talked to you, was having gratitude for all that we've been through, having gratitude for everything, and that's going to bring more things into our life. So it's just, the message says, think about the people and things you feel grateful for. And it shows a picture of a woman. She's holding a cat, and there's like little animals around her. So like anything that brings us gratitude, our pets, our health, our home, like whatever it is, just being grateful for those little things and knowing that that's planting the seeds for more of that to come into our existence. And then as you do that, you'll be able to see clearly the solutions, because instead of worrying about, you know, what could go wrong or how, you know, maybe sometimes we worry about money, like say, oh, I can't do that because I don't have the finances or whatever it is. Instead of having that mindset, we're just trusting that things are going to happen for us as they come our way, and that it's going to naturally unfold itself. But they're also telling me to tell you to take some time for yourself and don't take yourself for granted. Because I feel like sometimes you're a really, really nice, kind person, and people sometimes take advantage of that. People have taken advantage of that, and it's sort of made you feel like, well, I don't know if I want to, you know, put myself out there because maybe people are going to take advantage or to some capacity. That's what I feel. They're saying they're actually doing some clearing work on you right now. They're actually clearing you. Like, I see the angels right there. They're like, they're clearing some cords. Now, this is something to do with dad, like a dad figure in your life, I feel. Like, there's some kind of, there was, or maybe there is, I don't know, but some kind of energetic battle. And I don't mean like a fight, but something like a disagreement or something, like not being on the same vibration. And that, they're just clearing out whatever it is or whoever it was. And they're giving you a perspective of how to look at it from a different perspective. And they're telling you to be grateful, open up your arms to receiving all the abundance that is yours, and continue to be grateful. Yeah, overall for you, Andy, the message was gratitude, being grateful, and and just being aware of boundaries so that people don't take advantage of you to any capacity, whoever it is, and to whatever capacity it would be, just trusting that you know that you're, if you listen to your guidance and you do the right thing as you feel guided, you know, and you specifically ask for people that don't take advantage of you, you will be okay with that. And that's kind of what I felt guided to share with you. Is there anything else I need to share? Let me see. Give me 1 second. No, I think that's kind of what I feel like. Like, I get an image in my mind of like a garden planting. So that seems to be the big message for today, of like planting the seeds for tomorrow, like just, you know, tilling the soil, clearing out the old, letting the new come in. That seems to be a big message for a lot of us today. But that's kind of what I feel for you today, Andy. I hope that's been helpful.
That's great. Very helpful. Thank you so much. And thanks so much, too, for bringing up that Jon Kabat-Zinn book. That's been Yes, it's been many years, but I need to revisit that. Yep. So thanks for bringing that up. And thank you so much for the reading. Absolutely.
You're welcome.
Spot on.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I hope you have a happy new year.
Happy New Year.
And I'll continue to send you positive energy throughout the year, of course.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay. All right, let's see. I got time to quickly take like one more call because I have like 4 minutes. Let's go up here to 402. Get you on the line. See if I can work. Hi, welcome to the show. How are you? Can you hear me?
I'm great. Yes, I can hear you. Thank you very much for taking my call. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too.
So I have a couple minutes. So how can I help you?
I'm just wondering if you, again, would, like everyone else, do kind of a general couple cards for me for 2017.
Absolutely.
If you don't mind. Thank you.
I don't mind at all. Okay. For you, I want to work with another deck of cards, and I knew someone was going to want to work with this. This is the Ascended Masters. So these are going to be working with enlightened beings of the divine, like Jesus, Buddha, people like that. And I feel like this energy is really coming in strong for you.
Okay.
I'm actually going to, give me a second to connect here. I think, my question is going to be, what messages do we have for Diane today, and how can we help her on her journey? Perfect. Okay. Yeah, so what I feel for you is like you're a very centered person. Like, amazing. You really understand the big picture. I don't know exactly what kind of work you do, but I could see you being like an HR kind of how do I explain it? Like someone that just puts all the people together and like just organizes things. Like you just know how to put things together. Like you see the big picture. That's kind of what I'm saying. So that's just what I'm getting. So like, as I draw in cards from you, okay, so the first card that comes up is Osiris, and that's an Ascended Master, but the message on the card is about a male figure in your life, father, husband, brother, son, any kind of male figure. But I don't feel like it's a person. I feel like it's saying like the masculine energy within yourself. Like you might have been at times like very masculine with your energy, like very forward going and very, more in line with that masculine, like not aggressive, but like that kind of masculine energy. That's what I mean. Like, so this is perhaps saying to balance that out with more of the feminine energy.
Okay.
But it also could be the first person you think of that might be affecting you. The next card that I drew for you, okay, so this is Archangel Michael. Again, you can do it. So Archangel Michael is there with you to help you when you feel like you need to get that courage to really take action. That's what I feel, okay? So I'm going to draw another one. The next one comes up, and it's Buddha. So these are some Ascended Masters you can work with. Buddha is here with you about helping you to meditate and to just kind of go within and to center yourself. You know, because I feel like there was a time when you were younger maybe that you did that more, but like your soul is wanting you to return to that again, return to that sense of centeredness so that you can really just be clear and not let your mind kind of run away with you, because your mind can go quickly sometimes. And it's just wanting you to just, you know, center yourself a little bit more with that. Okay, so I'm also going to draw this. Interesting, this card came up for a couple people today. It's the last one because I only got a minute left. This is Zadkiel, and this is about solutions. So it's saying that solutions went from compromise, from objective compromise, and forgiving. So overall, you know, I know there's some different messages here, there's a male figure. It's you just giving confidence from yourself, from Archangel Michael, meditating, calming yourself, and knowing that, solutions can come your way. I wish I had more time to really go in detail and kind of just sit with it a little bit, but I got like 30 seconds left, so I have to kind of cut the call short. I'm sorry, Diane.
That's fine.
But
I might try and catch you again later. near future, if that's
yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I just want to wish you a happy new year. And
new year
I want to thank all my callers, too, who have called in. And, again, if I didn't get to you, there's always a message for you. And, you know, I pray that 2017 brings you everything that you're asking for, that you find the answers you need. If you need any other support, come on my Facebook page, facebook.com/AscensionMagic, or my website, AscensionMagic.com. Happy New Year, everybody. Okay, I'll see you next week.